Scary night in Knoxville ends with victory and a few questions. Atop of the SEC is Tennessee. The SEC now down to 7 members or teams left in the AP poll. Plenty of CFP changes to come after this big week in college football. We're talking Tennessee. We're talking SEC. We are Tennessee Fan Talk. Come join us.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy. Passionate. Dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk. Where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm. Bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. Despite how you feel about last Tuesday's results, America received 2 messages. The first, it came in on time, as it should have, shows moving to a 12-team playoff will make November very, very interesting, especially as the SEC is beating each other up. The second result was that America desperately wants a change from that of the last 4 years. Week 11, very interesting. Here to break it down, as always, you got the Duke, you got Bird. Thanks for joining Tennessee Fan Talk.
Well, I mean, the 12-team playoff still ends up getting the same result as the 4-team playoff.
One winner.
Well, no, besides that, I mean, I'm talking about the buzz beforehand. Like, everybody's going to be mad because... Let's just say, hypothetically speaking, Ole Miss doesn't make it. BYU does. You're telling me BYU's better than Ole Miss? No. So, no. I'm not saying there's a right way to do it, but I'm just saying that it's going to be the same. He said, she said, you know, it's one of those he said, she said BS's, as my friend Lip Biscuit would say.
It's all about the he said, she said. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tennessee only 50 yards in penalties. I can't believe they were hyping that up. They only had 50 yards in penalties. 452 yards offense allowed, only 271. They continue to keep opponents under 20 points per game and survive another week despite going 3-6 in the red zone, 5-14 on third down. I worry about next week. Next week, we do not have the kneeling effect. And as Duke has pointed out in the past 2 weeks, it could be a season ender with a loss.
I mean, I'm all on board on that theory. I mean, as bad as you hate to say it, like in the pre-show, I was saying that the fix is in. The 2022 fix is in. Just like back then when we were ranked 1 and we were 1 and we were 3 going in there, which was, I mean, great for us. We got our dicks hard, but then we get down there and get beat.
I still have
same way with the feet.
I still have the picture on my wall where our resident Georgia fan Franklin walked in and hung it up, and it said, "Remember that time Tennessee was ranked number 1 for 1 week in November?"
And now we're number 1 in the SEC going in there, and I'm telling you, the fix is in. We get beat, which I mean, I think the 22 team in Georgia was a lot better than what they have now.
Yeah, yeah, certainly, certainly.
And it depends on the meth sales on how good Carson Beck's going to be. they need to roll in there with the mentality that we're going to end their season, not if we lose, they're going to end our season.
Right.
Kind of thing. But with that being said, if we lose, we're going to be playing in the Citrus Bowl again. Can't spell the Citrus Bowl without UT, as Steve Spurrier would say.
Nico Iamaliava, upper body injury that they said during the game, turns out to be concussion protocol. The Heupel and staff have said he's ready for next week.
They think.
Nico, 8 for 13, 174 yards, 2 touchdowns, finally gets a 73-yard bomb to stick.
Well, I mean, he threw it to the heavens. I mean, Jesus seen it go by him real quick on the way back down.
Jesus said, what the?
You know, Coach Majors is up there saying, finally, son, there it is. I think Coach Majors is dead, right? Has to be.
Sure. You would think so.
You would think so. I'm putting my money on that he's dead.
I love that they kept him down, especially if it's concussion protocol and the lights and the sound and, you know, keep him away, have him go looked at, whatever. I kind of feel the same about Dylan Sampson. Why continue Sampson after the injury that kept him down? You know, kept him down on the field for quite a while. Why put him back in with a possible ankle injury when you are desperately going to need him next week?
Well, the hardcore Tennessee fans that are mad, which we're hardcore Tennessee fans, he's not getting any love for the Heisman talk, so maybe that's why they kept him in, seeing if they could pad his stats. I'm not saying he's going to win, but at least.
When he did come back in, he got the rushing touchdown that he needed for this game.
I'm telling you, though, that he needs to get the stick'em from freaking Little Giants. Because that son of a gun has, and every time it's like it's a slow motion, they just rip it out.
Yeah.
It's not like,
yeah.
I mean, I guess this time really wasn't so much his helmet to ball, but, right. You know, get him some stick'em, from the Little Giants where he's good.
Keeping
you know.
On there. Oh, no. Yep. Oh, no.
Yeah. That's what we need. And that's what he needs.
I know that that makes sense. That makes sense if they're trying to pad his stats while they put him back in. He has another year, right? Doesn't he?
Well, I mean, he is a junior, but in today's world, you know, he might be going to the NFL. He might get. I don't think somebody else outpays him. I feel like he's a pretty loyal dude, but that's coming from a homer. So
no, I thought
D'Amico Slaughter might be a loyal dude, but little did I know he wanted to go play for Arkansas.
I would say, and then have a losing season, but you know,
he beat us. So
that's right. That's why I'm not going to touch on that. How do you feel? Because I know that I feel better as Moore as a backup. You know, he's had years. He knows Heupel's system, right? His one time in, last time he throws a pick. Like you said, it was going to be. This is going to be an all or nothing. I'm either going to say, "Hoo-hoo, look what I did," or "Crap, look what I did."
I mean, he might have got more passing yards and pass interference than Van Buren had whole game. And standard.
Why
passing
not?
Yards.
Why not just burn it? I mean,
buddy, I'm all for it. Chuck that thing up there. Put your nuts on the table. Put your nuts on the table and just sling it downfield. He's got an arm. You can notice. You can see that he's got good arm strength.
He's got an arm, and he had.
He seems like a pretty fart smeller. You know what I'm saying? So
he goes 5 for 8, 38 yards. You got to tack on at least 30 more yards of that of penalties created. You know, from the pass interference. 14.
That was the worst defense in the SEC. Chuck it up and let them run into you. I was texting with the Germantown Gigolo last night, and I was telling him, man, I wish these were spot fouls.
Yeah.
Like in the NFL.
Yeah. We knew freshmen coming in, Boo Carter was good. Last night he showed
Why has he not been returning punts the whole season?
and ballsy as he is, some of those ones that he should have thrown up fair catch. I mean, my man, catch.
Well, he called that one off the bounce, and I'm like, you don't do that against the Georgia.
But, yeah. Let's not make freshman mistakes. It's not high school.
But
play, let's see, 56 yards total, as large as it was, 28.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an interception, right?
Sure did. Yep. And we still did. I think we didn't score a touchdown off of it. I think we
coughed it right
here. No. We went for it. That's the one we went for in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hence that horrible red zone percentage.
Hey, we scored 2 touchdowns in the first half this time.
And let's get the horrible out of myself here is defense, right? Defense did it again, did their thing. But
we might have got exposed.
It seems that they were either great or horrible, play over play. So 9 tackles for loss, 36 yards, great. You did what you're supposed to do. The other times, what was up with the middle? Wide open, and will this hurt us more against Georgia? Because Beck's not going to be running that much. Or Vandy.
You read my mind, because last night, once again, I was texting the Germantown Gigolo, and I told him that we might have just got exposed, and this scares me even more for playing Diego Pavia,
yep,
who now has a team of lawyers suing that he wants another year of football because I don't know why. But, I mean, it scares me, you know? Because ETN hasn't shown out, but that doesn't mean he's not going to, right?
Yeah, he certainly could.
And, I mean, Beck has been down in the dumps ever since he started dating the girl from Miami, whatever her name was, the one that plays basketball.
He's in love with him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already looking past Georgia. I don't know.
Don't look past. No, last week you said I wasn't allowed to look past Georgia. Or, no, I wasn't allowed to look past State.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's stupid. We might be the only people in this world that's ever put into the atmosphere that, we're looking past Georgia for the Vanderbilt game.
I would say that is a first.
We're the only stupid enough one to think that. You know what? We're looking past Georgia for Vandy.
I mean, come on. We ranked way above Georgia now.
I'm telling you, the fix is in.
Game was, as we kind of expected, you said 35-9. I said 49-13.
Mm-hmm.
So you were definitely closer.
Sign me up, coach.
I like it. We both picked Texas over Florida, of course. And speaking of Florida, we're going to go around the SEC before we get over into break. Just days, like maybe 2 after the University of Florida announces that Napier will be the head coach for 2025, they get throttled.
I have a great spin zone and a conspiracy theory. So if you'd like to get your 10 full jock straps and pull them up tight, here we go.
Oh my God.
So Scott Strickland, the athletic director for the University of Florida, sent that letter out, right, that he is going to be the coach of the future. I haven't seen anywhere where the president of the University of Florida has came out and said, hey, Scott Strickland, you're going to be the athletic director of the future.
So it'll be a pop-up.
So I think either the media is hot on the trail.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two spin zones here. Okay. The media is hot on the trail that they're going to fire Scott Strickland, bring in whoever, and hire Lane Kiffin, because we know Lane Kiffin is probably as loyal as a cat, because cats will eat you when you die. Yeah. You know that, right? He's not very loyal.
Yeah, we know this firsthand.
For sure. I mean, we're allowed to say that, speaking from experience.
Correct. I'm going to name my son Knox, and then I'm going to leave you in the middle of the night.
And go to the left coast. But anyway, you can see that, I mean, like, maybe Kiffin's fed up with Ole Miss because he has the most talented team in the SEC.
Right.
Would you like to hear? No, that's conspiracy theory number one. Do you want to hear my battered Vols syndrome conspiracy number two?
Let's hear
it. It's always fun to throw that in the system. Once again, conspiracy theory that The media is on it, but Florida has backed up a Brinks truck to Danny White.
I don't think so. I don't think
Where was he an athletic director before the University of Tennessee? What state
Central
was
Florida.
That in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just.
Who has better weather than Knoxville, Tennessee?
Yeah, but man, they love him here. They love him here.
We also loved Lane Kiffin when he was here because he was our savior from Philip Fulmer, which was the stupidest, earliest fire ever.
I agree.
I've also got another conspiracy theory. Florida is on the path to University of Tennessee, and to get there, they haven't hit rock bottom yet because at rock bottom, they have to hire an athletic director like we did in Philip Fulmer. They have to hire Billy Donovan, their old basketball coach, as their athletic director.
No. They go after old head ball coach for their...
No. I mean, he's got to be able to text to be the...
he can get an assistant to do that.
He's got his jitterbug phone, you know. Jitterbug, you know.
he can hire someone to do that.
Kelly can read.
Hell, Joe Biden had someone tweeting for him for 4 years, so head ball coach can do that.
The Russians. Not to get political here, but I'm just saying, conspiracy theories, there you go. There was your, you can take your 10 full jock straps off now. the battered ball syndrome was more of a joke. I don't really think that's happening, but I think that they're going to fire Scott Strickland, then they're going to say, well, Billy, we didn't say that.
Yeah, you're out of here. Start packing up. You only got
he
the
one bag. He's going to be new head coach for Elizabethan football tornadoes. I can't remember what they're called. Cyclones, I don't remember what they're called. That's where Jason Witten played football and his brothers.
Did he really?
Elizabethan High School. Yep. Okay. Back home.
Continuing around the SEC, Beamer and company goes into Nashville to advance their record just ahead of Andy's.
Well, I mean, that was a good old country ass whipping. That's what I'd call it.
Oh, I cannot believe I picked Vandy for that game.
Who did I pick?
You picked South Carolina 24-14.
What was that? What?
Yeah, you did. You did. The only one that we actually gave a score on other than Tennessee was that one, and you were pretty close.
Mm.
Pretty close. Alabama also proved Duke's theory that LSU is completely fraudulent.
They are completely fraudulent.
Although we both picked LSU.
There's about as real as Brian Kelly's accent. Him and Kamala Harris went to the same PR school.
Just whoever you're in front of, pander to the crowd.
You could do that before social media was around.
My Kamala, I saw a tweet on that, or the AI-generated concession speech. My first African-American woman that's occasionally Indian.
Well, I mean, Brian Kelly's accent was, I mean, it reminds me of the accent of the guy from Old Brother, Where Art Thou? Yeah. I'm bona fide. I'm bona fide.
Oklahoma, what a disappointment. They kept giving opportunities to lose the game. Here's a silver platter. Here's a silver platter. And finally, Drinkwitz and company said, okay, fine, we'll take you up on it.
Did you see Drinkwitz's post-game interview? He is, pardon my French children that are listening, he's the biggest ass clown maybe in I know he is in the SEC, perhaps in college football. He's worse than Cignetti from Indiana. You get what I'm saying?
The whole time he was talking, I was like, man, Duke's going to say, I just want to punch this guy in the face.
And speaking of Drinkwitz, I actually had a long conversation with our resident Florida fan, our Joey Freshwater.
Oh.
Luke, he stopped by the other day, and we talked for a little while.
Okay.
And I asked him how excited he's going to be when they name Eli Drinkwitz the new head coach of University of Florida.
And he said he would take him over
he
Billy.
Said, he said, no, he said he would off himself before that. Which is not a funny joke, but it's a funny joke,
but
right?
It's a funny joke.
And we got to talking because we had all kinds of he was down in the dumps. He was already over with it, you know, and I get it. And then I'm sure you probably hadn't talked to him since this letter has come out.
Oh.
But he might be on off watch already.
I actually do have a text message from him. I said, can you believe they re-signed that bum just before today's whooping? He said he's worth every penny. They should probably give him a raise.
but we both agreed that who are you going to get?
Who are you going to get?
I think somebody can pull Cignetti away from Indiana because let's be honest. They have the worst winning percentage in Division I football ever.
They could pull him
away. He coached at Alabama. He seems like a real D-bag.
To go right along with... yeah,
drink. He would fit perfect because you know who else is a big D-bag? Steve Spurrier. He'd fit perfect down there. Talking smack all the time.
Ole Miss proved that Georgia can be beaten by someone other than Alabama.
Yep, and just to remind you that who was elected president last time Tennessee won in Athens?
Oh, you jumped so far ahead of this. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh. You didn't tell me that, and you shouldn't have said that. You can edit this out. It's not live.
Week 12 consists of half good games and half crap. We'll go over them right after the break.
Sorry.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
One of the things that the Duke and I are not going to do this week is talk anything about these Mercer or other crap teams that are going to play. But we do got to say that Tennessee has played Georgia every single year since 1992. And I cannot wait until we have a bye year from them. Tennessee started out that stretch pretty strong.
Yeah, Georgia used to stink.
They won a lot in a row. They have fallen 5 games behind in the overall history, and now they have a 7-game losing streak to break. The last time Tennessee won in Athens was 2016. And if patterns hold.
Hobnail boot, whatever.
Like what the Duke explained before the break, if patterns hold, they are due for it again.
Yeah, I need to see some proof that the hypo offense and team can travel, because we haven't. I mean, I don't give a dang. If I'm being honest, I'm sign him up for a lifetime contract. Where we're at, I win every game at Neyland every year, and you can stay. I don't care who
that's
it's
right.
against.
That's right. Yeah, I think he's only.
But this
one
is
in
the
Neyland,
game.
Right?
What?
He's only lost one in Neyland, right?
Against who? Florida?
That would have been Georgia last year, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
You're right. Anyway, this is the game that people talk about, that programs where they make that next step. This is our game to make that next step. And then when we make that next step, then I go back to what we talked about in the previous segment. Then we lose the Vanderbilt and we take a step back.
Then we fall down the hill rolling.
But no, this is where, like, we're right on the edge of making that step. Let's just hope that the Nico thing, which play it for all you want.
I hope.
That could be a mind game that Heupel's playing, that he already knows he's out, perhaps. Or it was, like he said, precautionary, that he, you know, whatever, which I get that too.
Well, the good thing really is, nothing- if it is a mind game, you know, and they're preparing for Nico, there's no tape on Gaston Moore anyway.
Well, sure, no. I mean, that's the first game. That's the most playing time he's had in his whole college career.
Exactly.
Wherever he traveled with.
Exactly.
Another Jim Bob Cooter. He's like the Jim Bob Cooter 2.0.
They have to go to the spring coaching game to see him.
He probably helped write up plays, and he's going to be the next offensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts when he retires, or when he graduates, something like that.
Georgia 7-2 overall, 5-2 in the conference, has beat Clemson, which seemed like an insignificant win at the beginning. Clemson's, you know, hanging around.
ACC stinks, bro.
They do. Tennessee Tech, Kentucky by a point. So I don't want to hear any crap. Now, while it was a low scoring game, I don't want to hear any crap about Tennessee having a hard way to go. Because, like I said, Georgia only beat them by a point. Auburn, who has lost to everybody. Mississippi State, who is horrible. They did beat Texas, but Texas, like we said last week, still may be a little bit unproven. Haven't really.
I mean, their schedule's been about as hard as ours.
You know,
not very hard.
And then they've beat Florida. So nothing on there that I think would separate us. I think we're actually pretty comparable. And of course, their losses to Bama and Ole Miss. Tennessee 8-1, 5-1 in the conference, with its only loss to Arkansas, which came after a bye week, which is one of the Dukes for Garantano's of life. We open the week with a point to prove. Vegas has Georgia favored 8.5 points, which really, if you think about it, it's not that bad, because as a home team, you're already getting 2.5.
Sure.
So,
well, I mean, if we're going to be
game.
Vegas swung and missed on the Vols basketball team yesterday, which, by the way, I watched the whole game because the noon slate of football stunk.
I did not. Vegas had Louisville winning that game?
Yeah, they had they were a 2.5 point favorite. It was at the Chicken Bucket.
It was in KFC Bucket Arena.
And Rick Barnes and company just smoothly beat the piss out of them, beat them by 22 points.
I mean, kept them in double digit, except for like once, maybe twice.
I think that he needs to, I mean, I know we're getting off topic a little bit because we're talking about football, but I think that Rick Barnes needs to trademark his defense and call it Alcatraz, because it's on the island. Ain't nobody getting off of that thing, because his defense is good. And if you try to get off Alcatraz Island, you're going to die anyway. So come on. I'm so glad
that you actually went into basketball, because that is one thing. As I'm prepping a little bit of show, as soon as you said it, I went, "Oh crap! I didn't go into basketball at all."
Oh, I watched it. Yeah, I watched all of it. Like I said, I watched a little bit of the early SEC games. I'm like, man, these Florida's. I was like, Florida, Texas, maybe. You know, Billy Napier, maybe. Nope, I was wrong. And then I'm like, let's just watch a basketball game. Which basketball gets a little monotonous back and forth. It's like watching Pong. But it's fun. And it's like at one point, you know, they got within 9 points. And then
And it was right back to it.
Yeah. Rick Barnes called timeout and says, "What are you doing? Choose their butt out," which he's probably really good at that.
Oh, I'd say
he's
so.
Like probably he's like one of those coaches that, like, off the court, you probably love him to death when you play for him. You probably hate him at some points.
Right.
Which I get it. That's how Pat Summitt was too.
Yeah. On the court. "Why are you yelling at me? This is not what we do in practice." If we look at this upcoming week, slate of games, back over to football. November 16th. You got Texas, 8-1, 4-1, going to Arkansas.
Well, that should be an easy peasy lemon squeezy.
I would love for Arkansas to beat them.
That used to be a pretty big rivalry game, did it not?
It feels something there is triggering, but.
And then ULM, I'm telling you, we must pay half of their debt off every year because they've played a couple SEC teams this year.
ULM 5-4. 3-3 in the conference, a better record than Auburn.
Well, 3-6, 1-5.
And honestly, Vandy has beat Auburn. Is this a game? And I'm assuming this is Auburn's homecoming.
Well, I mean, our homecoming was against Mississippi. Yeah. What a smack in the face!
Bring you in our homecoming.
It could have been. What's the other? We got one more game at home, right? New Mexico State or something.
It's UTEP Miners.
Yeah,
I was thoroughly expecting that to be the homecoming.
They were like, no, Mississippi State, you all are the homecoming game.
How does it feel to be like Vandy scheduling for homecoming games?
Well, I mean, they were in a tight spot. Spin off before we talk about the next game. My wife asked me when she's seen on Twitter the horse walking around the field. She's like, "What's that?" And I'm like, "You idiot! That's a Tennessee walking horse." She ain't ever even heard of it. Now, I will say that's the first time that I can remember as a child, because I went homecoming almost every year.
Right.
I thought the Tennessee walking horse was supposed to be black. That was a brown one. I don't ever remember seeing a brown Tennessee walking horse. I thought, and it didn't, and the walking looked like it wasn't as pronounced as it used to be in my head. Like, I don't know if they ran out of budget and got a cheap one. I don't know.
Right, they didn't go get a world champion.
It's kind of like LSU. It's kind of like LSU couldn't roll Mike the Tiger out there. We had to go get one from the Tiger King and put him in the box and roll him around out there. Back up.
Do you think ULM can beat Auburn?
No. Mm-mm. Nope. I sure don't. They did beat Alabama during Nick Saban's first year at Alabama. Right. I love to say that. I love to
remind listeners people of that. Right.
But no, they don't beat Hugh Freeze. Do they fire Hugh Freeze at the end of the year? Do they fire him after the football game
ULM beats Auburn, I think they fire him. I mean, atrocious season.
And then they hired Derek Dooley because they ain't got nobody else.
A coaching carousel from within the SEC. They'll hire Drink, and Kiffin goes to Florida.
I mean, I get why you'd want to get out of Missouri, because that just looks like a miserable place. I do have a question. You know how you can tell the original SEC teams, minus a couple, compared to the new kids on the block? Every one of the new kids on the block fires a cannon or a gun off when they score a touchdown. They're the only four that do it. Texas A&M, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas.
Yes.
Nobody else in the SEC does that crap.
Oklahoma's in the SEC?
I mean, Brent Venable's probably going to get fired. Once again, who do you hire? I don't know.
We are definitely not going to be talking Murray State at Kentucky or Mercer at Alabama. Not happening. You do have a snooze fest, or you could just call it.
I mean, but before you get to the snooze fest, you can do the spin zone, because you just said that ULM has a better record than Auburn. Mercer has a better record than Alabama. Spin zone. They're 9-1. They're 9-1.
They
6-1 in conference. But that doesn't mean anything.
Wouldn't that be nice? Alabama to fall to Mercer. That would be a first time ever. The 330 ABC, LSU 6-3, 3-2, Florida 4-5.
That's not a snooze fest. That's not a snooze fest.
Mm.
The Alabama game's a snooze fest. The Kentucky game's a snooze fest.
Those were not even. I'm talking about actual conference games being a snooze fest.
Yeah. I mean, this is a game that ABC wanted before the season started. Had their fingers crossed. Somebody's gonna be,
I've got to go LSU, because
sure,
Florida needs to not go to a bowl again.
Well, I mean, I'm not picking Florida just for the fact of it's Florida, but it's because DJ Lagway's hurt, right?
They're on their third.
But I mean, that's no excuse because everybody has hurt players. But
Mizzou 7-2, 3-2, South Carolina looking to improve.
Buddy, you want to talk
that.
About that's the bowl of the coaches I want to punch in the face. That's what that's called.
The Duke's face punch bowl.
That's right. No, it's the Hawaiian punch bowl. I'm telling you.
So when I ask you to pick this one, you're going to say no.
The referees.
you're going to pull out your old one. I'm calling this game. I can't make a pick.
Yeah. I'm going to be on the call in this game. I can't make a pick. But I can guarantee you, I can't make a call, but I can guarantee you that both these coaches want to be punched in the face by somebody. I can promise you that. It's going to be a good one.
I've got to go South Carolina on this. A 4:15 Eastern in Columbia.
Yeah, that's a dusk game. And so they're going to play Sandstorm 10,000 times because that's all they have. They have nothing else. Like, when I went, it was amazing. Like, they probably cause dyslexia. What is it when they got a lot of flashing lights?
You cannot say that they cause autism.
No. Epileptic seizures.
Oh,
epileptic seizures.
Okay. I didn't know where you were going with that.
No. I know that doesn't call it. What causes autism is vaccines, Bird. Everybody knows that. I'm going to get struck down. It's a joke. But anyway.
What causes Pfizer. That's what causes.
Yeah. But anyway. You got South Carolina's got to win. I think they're the most underrated team in the SEC by far.
Yeah.
And you talk about somebody that hasn't played anybody or anyone, if I want to be proper English, which I don't have, is Missouri. They have played no one.
Nobody.
I mean, no one. And who's they got beat by? I don't know. I'm serious. I don't know. But they got beat by two people. Oh, they got dog walked by Texas A&M, didn't they?
Yes.
Another team that's a fraudulent.
You're going to make me look this up.
Yeah, because I don't want to.
October 26th, Alabama 34-0 is who
dog walked.
Is who dog walked them. So they beat Murray State. That was one of the Murray State's loss. That was the Murray State's one loss, 9-1. It was to them.
You mean Mercer?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Murray State had one. Yep. Way to keep me on track there. Mizzou barely beat Vanderbilt at the time. It was A&M 41-10.
Okay, so let me rephrase what I say. They haven't beat anyone. How about that? Because they have played someone, but they have not beat anyone.
Yeah. The beats were Oklahoma, Auburn.
Which Oklahoma gave that away. Brent Venables should have played for overtime. Oh. I was watching that. I'm like, what an idiot.
Yeah.
Take a knee and go to overtime.
100%.
That gives you in the 25-yard. Like, what an idiot.
Yep. Auburn, who hadn't beat them. UMass, Boston College. Of course, they barely beat. They beat Vanderbilt by a last second field goal, and they beat Buffalo.
Yeah, they need that drink. What's out there talking about? I'm talking playoffs.
Yeah, you hear me? I said playoffs. Yeah,
It's like the guy. It's like the coach from. I mean, it's one of the best clips ever from the Colts coach back in the day. Playoffs. You want to talk about playoffs? I can't remember his name. It's so long. I should know.
And we're certainly not going to talk New Mexico State A&M. So, Tennessee, Georgia, 8, what did I say? 8.5-point spread.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I think we lost to them 33-10, something like that.
And a night game in Athens is pretty rare because they have the same issues that LSU fans do, except they don't know when to stop drinking.
Yeah, 38-10 was last year's.
Uh-huh. I mean, I think Georgia is not as good as they have been. I do think that Kirby Smart is probably now the best football coach in college football, probably, like all around. And we're getting them off of a loss, so they're quote unquote mad. Mad Dog 2020?
35-28.
Who? I know who you're going to say.
You know who I'm going to say.
See, you think we're going to put that many points up against Georgia when we couldn't put that many points up against Florida?
I think we're going to have a defense.
Some turnovers, and pick sixes. You think Will Brooks is going to pick six?
Will Brooks is going to step up and give us one of those. Yeah.
I mean, you'd think he'd pick off of Van Buren, but anyway. He almost did. I seen him jump one. I think
if Florida can get the ball three times from Carson Beck, I think we're capable of it. And Boo Carter, he's got an itch. He's got to scratch it.
I'm a little worried coming off a loss. Georgia's mad. Kirby Smart is the best at spin zoning their team and fueling it.
He's also supposed to be the best second half coach, and look what happened. Scored.
I mean, you could argue that
in the second half.
Our second half has been probably better than theirs has this year, because obviously it has to, because we had to be the first half.
Had to be, or we would be winless in conference.
As I've said it a million times, I won't say it again. The BVS just creeps in my head. It's creeping right now.
I know it's creeping in there.
And I'm trying not to be sad, because I was sad against the Arkansas game. And it's easier to lower your expectations than it is to have them built up and break them down. I'm probably part of the pussification of America here. Let's see here.
Oh, what's he going to say?
28-21 Dogs.
Franklin would be so proud of you.
I'm doing that for my own psyche, folks. I'm a selfish son of a gun sometimes.
You mentioned earlier at ETN, you know, just not as good as he should be. Only 477 yards on the year while, you know, Sampson is racking up 1,130.
And something else that Georgia has normally and they don't have this year, they have tight the same ends. Problem we have. Well, they don't have receivers. We don't have receivers either. No disrespect.
We don't have receivers. Not the receivers that need
I can't
to be
remember
in
which
office.
Play. I can't remember which play it was, but there was a play that there was pretty clearly pass interference in the end zone, and they didn't call it in the second half.
Right.
Who was the receiver there? I don't know if it was Nimrod or if it was who's the other guy that caught the big long touchdown pass. I forgot already.
Wasn't it Dante Thornton?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
And he left out with a potential head injury. He was shaking up and grabbing the side of his head.
Well, this was another text that I sent to the Germantown Juglo, and I'm like, hey, why would they throw pass interference when our receivers are not smart enough to act like it happened? Because he's like, nothing happened. I mean, he just like gets right up.
At least get up and start asking for it.
I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of flopping, but there's sometimes when flops are necessary. Flop a little bit, buddy. Throw your hands up. Do something.
Maybe he should bring in Penny Hardaway, teach him how to do it.
I mean, Penny Hardaway had some of the best tennis shoes Nike's ever produced. Oh, God. I had a pair. Penny Hardaway once had a pair, sixth grade. Purple ones.
Hey. Half lackluster week ahead. We'll see what the college football playoff does Tuesday. That would be the Tuesday the 12th. I believe it's at 6 Central.
Yeah, I don't care about that, but I do care that did you see that the baseball sold out the Smoky Stadium at Pigeon Forge? By FYI, they're building a new stadium in Knoxville. They're about to be the Knoxville Smokies. They're coming back.
Coming
they used
back
to be the-
home.
Coming back to Knoxville. No more Pigeon Forge bull crap.
Was that Pigeon Forge or more like Sevierville?
No, that's for sure. That's really Kodiak's what that's called.
Oh, yeah.
Kodiak.
Yeah, Kodiak, yes. That's right.
The Kodiak, this matches their
mascot thingy. You know. Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah. I hit that button way too early.
You just need to, be on repeat.
Just let it keep playing.
Yeah. Until we hit stop. Beep.
I can throw that in. That's easy to do. Guys, we appreciate you tuning in. If you will look in that description of the show notes, if you're streaming this via a Echo device, sorry about your bad luck. Get on your phone, choose your podcast player. Look in the description. Check out that link. Copy, paste. Go to our link tree. Schedule yourself on a show. Get yourself a Yeti cup.
I mean, we're trying to pander to the crowd, folks. Come on.
You know you want a Yeti cup.
You can have you can never have too many Yeti cups.
Let's pray for them balls.
Baby Jesus.
You've been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.